Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL, C-A-I. Tonight, it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features there, and we give them all to you free. So enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Coming up here tonight, we'll compare politicians to serial killers and take your phone calls about whatever you want.
Can we do that every night?
Well, not so directly, I don't think. Okay. Wayne's got the story for us. But first, we're going to go to your calls because that's what the show is about. We'll try Hammer, who's allegedly calling from North Africa. Hammer, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hello?
You're on the air.
Yes, I had a roommate, and he's from a very prominent family in Canada. Mm-hmm. And he went away to his grandfather's funeral in Ontario, and he came back with some interesting papers from some Freemason members that he found in his grandfather's belongings. And I want to scan them and send them to you guys out, to anyone that doesn't believe that this stuff is happening.
Well, okay, what is this stuff? What are you talking about?
Well, here it says, "Dear sir and brother, I am directed by the worshipful master to summon you to attend the following meeting of Copestone Lodge number 373 AF."
I don't think we have time for you to read the entire letter. Can you summarize for us what it is that you're alleging here?
Well, basically it states the Masonic birthdays during the month of October, meaning for members and how long they've been there.
Okay.
That from the like master.
A little newsletter.
It has addresses of secretaries and people that work within the Canadian Freemasons.
I don't know if y'all. I don't know if you have this in North Africa, but here in America, there's this organization called the Masons, or a bunch of usually old guys that get together. And
this person in particular is not. He was like a part of the. He's not a low level Freemason, so to speak.
Okay. Yeah, I've heard all kinds of rumors about the Masons and how they're supposed to be evil, but from what I've seen, they're just guys that like to build things and help their community.
Okay, well, first of all, what I'd like to say about that is Freemasonry comes from builders during the Middle Ages, and I'm sure you've all heard the story, but the thing is they were pros with secrecy. And so now they're still, maybe they're not evil, but they don't have the best intentions.
Well, who cares if they're secretive? Well, how do you know what their intentions are? How do you know? Have you been to their meetings?
Basically, they like to monopolize business and keep it in the family, so to speak.
Well, it's typical for family members to essentially participate in nepotism and reward their family members with jobs and opportunities.
No, but
and
I didn't
like
mean family in the sense of a brother and a mother and a father, more of like a brotherhood.
Well, I just don't understand. I'm with you if you're saying that they are in favor of monopoly. I certainly am not in favor of monopoly. But if all they are is just a club of guys that helps one another out and does things does nice things for the community and builds things, I don't really see what the big deal is there. I mean, you're saying you have this document from one of their meetings? It sounds like a list of attendees and their addresses. I mean, there's nothing. There's nothing even worth talking about there.
Well, listen, I don't know what to tell you, but it's a lot deeper than just a bunch of guys getting together in a club and smoking cigars.
Okay.
I'd recommend to go to bds.freetalklive.com and post the post everything you've got there, your scanned documents there, and the denizens of the BDS will take a look at them and
they'll laugh at you.
All right, I will.
You.
And thank you for your time, and I enjoy the night, okay. And I like the topic.
Thank you, sir. 800-259-9231. Maybe there really are some Masons that get together and plot the taking over of the world. I don't know, but I've been inside one of their buildings before. It's a little creepy, a little weird.
Yeah, more than a little creepy.
It's a little strange, but, you know, these are a bunch of bored old guys with nothing better to do. They're probably sick and tired of their housewives, and they just want to get out. And
the most exciting thing about the Masons is the people that think that district Masons are up to something terrible, I think.
Yeah.
My grandfather was a 32nd degree Mason.
Yeah.
So that's almost the highest level, right?
Yeah, I think 33rd degree is the highest. And then supposedly that's when you are indoctrinated into the Illuminati, people say. Who knows? My grandfather was a really good human being, and people still talk about him today. He did have a stroke. Who knows? Maybe when he went to 33rd degree and he saw what it was, he had a stroke. I don't know, but
they just have stuff that'll give you a stroke if you don't sign up.
Yeah, maybe, but I tell you, I know my grandfather pretty well, or I thought I knew my grandfather. When he was on this earth, and I don't think he would consent to being in something evil knowingly.
I've just never heard of anything beyond the most fleeting rumors about the Masons. I mean, there's never really been anything substantive about what they've been allegedly doing, and all we ever get are people calling and talking about how evil they are. But where's the evidence? Where is it?
I don't want to know. Please don't tell me the evidence.
Well, let's continue here, and you can bring up whatever you want. It's Brian in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Brian.
These people don't know what they're into until they get up in the high degrees. And it's like Satan. Do you think the devil comes up to you and tells you that he's Satan, that he wants to destroy you? No, he's very cunning.
I don't believe
that's
silly
what these
tales
are. They
like
tell
that.
You that the G is for God, the G is for geometry, and they tell you a whole line of story in the first 3 degrees. And from what I've heard from several people, it actually goes higher than 33 degrees, up into the 90s. And supposedly Aleister Crowley was in the 90s. You can Google this.
So why don't you give us a rundown here of why everybody should be so concerned about these old guys meeting together in weird, creepy rooms?
Why should we be concerned about the Bilderbergers meeting in secret rooms?
I'm not concerned about them.
Oh, you're not, and you're not concerned about the Federal Reserve either.
Well, I'm deeply concerned about the Federal Reserve. They issue the money in this country, and they have strong control over that.
There's a lot more concrete evidence against the Federal Reserve because they've been doing what they've been doing since 1913 and not doing a good job at it.
Yep, all the secret societies, most of them stem into this, and most of the presidents have been 33rd degree Masons. And if it's so good, wait a minute. Why does it have to? Anything that's good does not have to be secret.
Okay. This is where I think that this goes off the track. I mean, don't you think that some people have secret clubs just to have secret clubs?
There's usually nothing good in a secret club.
I think that you're drawing a conclusion there based on no information.
No. Okay, you look at satanic cults. Do they meet out in the open? No.
I don't really know much about satanic cults.
Yeah,
I don't really believe in Satan, so I mean,
a lot of previous presidents of the United States were left-handed, a disproportionate number, or left-handed people.
That has nothing to do with anything.
I'm left-handed.
Look, I don't.
As a matter of fact, presidents had a tendency to be the Episcopalian. Do you think that we can draw some conclusion from that too?
Here's what I'd like to know: is what does it matter what clubs the people who are in search of power are members of? I don't care if they're members of the the Boy Scouts or the Boys Club or the YMCA or the YWCA or the Masons or whoever. These are when you're talking about the presidents of the United States, you're talking about a bunch of sick power mongering freaks that want to lord power over innocent peaceful people. I think that's what we should focus on: is each individual and what they say and what they do and what these people do. The presidents, that is, and the politicians, is horrific. It's psychopathic, as we'll talk about here in a little bit.
You got to look at the puppet masters behind them, because that's all they are. Well, Kennedy was the last halfway decent president because he wanted to get rid of the Federal Reserve. A lot of his other policies I didn't agree with, but the last two things he did was get rid of the Federal Reserve and try to end Vietnam, and that's why they knocked him off and put his face on
what
the point.
What point? Sure. You said you've got to look at the puppet masters behind the scenes, and I ask you, what's the point of that?
Because if you can't get to the puppet masters, that's what makes the puppet move.
How are you going to get to the puppet masters, sir?
You stop paying your taxes and you don't feed the IRS, which feeds the Federal Reserve. You go down and you claim exempt and you bring this. When everyone does that and they all say, not no, but hell no, we're not going to pay into this beastly system.
I agree with you on that. You didn't answer my question. I agree that people should stop paying taxes and stop obeying the state. Completely in agreement. That has nothing to do with the puppet masters. That's a real concrete thing that you can do to achieve more liberty in your lifetime right away. It has nothing to do with whoever the hell is pulling the strings.
At least you agree on that?
If they even exist. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. I'd rather spend more time encouraging people to drop out of the system than dig in and find out who's controlling things.
They say we're hated for our freedoms. Their solution? Take away our freedoms.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
They spend both your lives and your money with reckless abandon.
We're out of money now. We're operating in deep deficits.
One organization dares to dream of a world where nations compete for citizens instead of enslaving them. The Seasteading Institute is looking for pioneers to homestead the high seas and take civilization to the next level. Join the revolution at seasteading.org.
AlaKeys.com is a community for self-learners. At AlaKeys, you'll find tools to help you connect with people learning the same things you're learning, tutor other community members, and to make contacts that can help you find jobs. You can also earn money by sharing your know-how with others and contributing quality content. Visit AlaKeys at AlaKeys.com. Again, that's AlaKeys.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop, thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NuRevOnline.com. That's N-U-R-E-V Online.com. NuRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231, and the number is brought to you by SACL CAI. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
and Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a Facebook profile, and you can become a fan. Go to facebook.freetalklive.com. That again, facebook.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. You want to crack at liberty in your lifetime? The best chance, that's my opinion at least, the Free State Project is what you want to look into. Freestateproject.org is their website. They're putting on the awesome Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is coming up here in about a week's time, just over a week away. It's going to be the 25th through the 28th. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live, hundreds of liberty-minded people all getting together in the same campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire. It's going to be a blast. Looking forward to seeing you there. Wayne, I believe you are going to be coming out.
Yeah.
Excellent. I think most of the Free Talk Live crew will be in attendance. A lot of the great liberty activists that you hear about so often here on this radio program will be in attendance. So I believe Sam Dodson's going to be there, one of our co-hosts. As you know, he was in jail for almost two full months for his courage in recording video in a court lobby. Dave Ridley will likely make an appearance, and who knows who else will be at the upcoming Porcupine Freedom Festival, but it'll be a good time. And it's not too late to get registered and get on board at porkfest.com. That's porkfest with a C, PORCFEST.com. As we continue taking your calls about anything, we'll go to Dan, who is in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live, Dan.
Good evening, gentlemen. I wish I had some better news for you, but this article in the Sentinel, it's just a quick paragraph, so I'll just go over the quick stuff on it. A prisoner had died this morning in the Cheshire County Correctional Institute there in Westmoreland. A gentleman, 33 years old, and he'd been held there since January 22nd, and this is what's really sad about it, on a charge of being a habitual offender of motor vehicle laws. This guy basically spent the rest of his life, the last five months of his life in jail. Who knows? It could be like a stack of parking tickets. Who knows? I don't know exactly what it is.
Probably driving while suspended or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, but still, that doesn't deserve a death sentence.
No, absolutely not. How sad.
And, of course, they say that his death doesn't appear suspicious, but the guy is only 33 years old. And just.
I'm sure they'll vigorously investigate this.
Well, yeah, they've got a, according to this, he was found at 6:30 this morning by another inmate. They tried to revive him. Doctors came in from Dartmouth.
33.
Yeah, 33. Yeah, I don't want to give his name on the air.
They tried to revive him. I can just imagine the guards there pounding at his chest. Come back! I know you'll make it! Come back! I'm sure that, you know, they stripped off their outer shirt and were just in their T-shirts, and you know, they were rushing all over trying to revive this guy.
So what type of motor vehicle violations was he in for?
It doesn't say.
It was just a short paragraph in the I found it in Sentinel Online, so it wasn't I'm guessing it wasn't in the print edition today, just simply because of the timing on it. But it was just extremely sad.
This is, of course, the same facility that our friend Sam, who we just mentioned a few moments ago, was sitting in for nearly two full months.
And if I dare add this to it, I had worked in healthcare for 10 years. It's very unusual for somebody 33 years old to die, but you got to figure in cramped conditions and the sanitary conditions there at the jail. As Sam had reported, you might want to elaborate on that as far as the conditions.
Yeah, that's
true.
Sam did say that it's at some points they had a toilet overflowing and there was feces, fecal matter on the floor, and it's just not the. They didn't even have bleach. The jail wouldn't give the jailers told the prisoners to clean it up. When, of course, it was the jail's fault that that it overflowed in the first place because they didn't get it fixed correctly. They told them to clean it up, but they wouldn't give them any bleach spray with which to use, or bleach or any sort of sanitizing agent. Just give them a mop and a dirty bucket.
Yuck.
You have to clean stuff like that up and use the right kind of chemicals, because you're talking about things like E. coli, which is deadly if it's allowed to breed. And plus, you've got all these prisoners in very close quarters. If one of them gets real sick and another one has heart conditions, and again, I don't know what the guy's condition was, what kind of health he was in when he came in the jail, but if someone is sick and if they're not isolated and they're not kept in a relatively clean environment, you have a very good chance of them dying. And
there's just not much even air transfer in a place like that. I mean, they at some points, remember it was Sam that was telling us that I think it was in early May, the temperatures were getting really up there, and they have a policy of not turning on the air conditioner until I think it was sometime in June. So it didn't matter how hot the building was getting. It didn't matter how uncomfortable and how dangerous levels of the temperature might have been there. They just weren't going to turn the AC on. And so that's not a very healthy environment either, especially with festering fecal matter in the room.
Oh, yes, of course. And I'm going to let you guys go so that other callers can call in and everything. But
thanks for bringing that to our attention.
Yeah, I thought that was something that's very, very important. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Dan. And it's just another example. And this isn't the only guy that's died in a jail. There have been all kinds of deaths in jails and prisons around the country. And who even pays attention to this sort of thing when it happens?
It's really not looked at.
One of the things that we've heard from the people that have been on the inside, Andrew Carroll was just with us a few days back when we interviewed him as he'd gotten out of jail for going in on a marijuana civil disobedience situation, and he was talking about similar things to what I was talking about when I'd gotten out of that same jail, and that is that these guys that are in there are the real story. It's not the fact that Andrew was in for 9 days, or I was in for 3 days, or Sam was in for 50-something days. It's the fact that Stuart Clark, this man that Dan was calling about there, was in for months on motor vehicle violations, not stealing or not hurting, not destroying, but just not maybe obeying all the government's silly little registration laws or something like that. What about the guys that are sitting in there rotting away because they got caught with a piece of plant material and they had gotten caught for the third time, unlike Andrew Carroll, who'd been caught his first time and he went out and did it on purpose? These other guys get caught by accident. They're not expecting to have that happen. They certainly are not prepared for it. They're plucked out of their lives. They're not able to go to work. They're not able to support their families. These are the real tragic stories, and it's even more tragic that no one cares about these
guys.
These
are guys that haven't hurt anyone, put in jail. In a lot of cases, their apartments are gone. Therefore, their stuff is gone.
Sure, how can you pay the rent?
Right, and most people, just the way it is, most people live paycheck to paycheck. They don't have a month's worth of rent socked away, or two, or three, or four. It's not like you get a speedy trial in this country.
Sam had some money socked away for rent, thankfully, our co-host Sam. But he also had friends on the outside who were able to help him get his checkbooks and get the checks cut in order to get the bills paid. If he hadn't had that support network, it wouldn't really have done him that much good that he had money sitting in the bank either.
Right.
So you got to have people.
Let's not forget car payments. You're talking about jobs. How many jobs can you go to jail and come back 4 months later and pick the job back up
where
you left?
Not many.
You know, these are non-violent offenders. I understand the guy might have been a habitual traffic offender. Do we really need to put him in jail for that?
Who's the victim?
The parking meter.
Apparently.
The state. The state is the victim.
I called the state to the stand.
Yep.
Who's going to come up?
Nobody.
1-800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And, of course, the worst part about all this is, as outraged as we all are about the conditions, those of us that know about them, those of us that are paying attention, there's very little we can do about it. What are we going to do? Stop paying taxes so the men with guns come and throw us in a jail cell? Stop paying so they can take us from our homes? Well, eventually it might have to come to that. Free Talk Live.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with 2 cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. If you bring up anything, toll-free, 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got live streams, broadband version, dial-up, and webcam versions all free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. That is listen.freetalklive.com. Now, perhaps you may own, or you know someone who does, a company that's struggling to collect money owed from past due accounts. This is not fun stuff. Delinquent accounts are problematic, not only from the standpoint of diminished revenues, but businesses find themselves sidetracked by the arduous task of trying to collect on these accounts. Consequently, valuable time and resources are pulled away from principal operations. SACL CAI liberates businesses from inefficiencies and the vexing task of collections. SACL CAI, see their banner at freetalklive.com. That is right there at the top of the page at freetalklive.com. That's our friends at SACL CAI.
Yeah, I have a question. In Japan, would they be doing corrections?
It's cute, Wayne. Very cute. As we continue with your phone calls, have you ever seen English.com?
Yes.
Okay, I was going to say you would love English.com if you haven't seen that yet. Let's go to Ken, who is in New Jersey. Ken, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how are you guys doing tonight?
Hey, Ken, what's on your mind?
I was reading in the paper today about Obama's new overhaul of financial regulations.
Thank God he's going to save us.
Put it right up on the lift and grease it up.
But it goes on to say that the Fed would have the authority to safely shut down failing financial firms so they don't threaten the entire system.
Okay. Your thoughts?
Well, to me, the first question that came to my mind is, where does he get the power to pass all these regulations? It seems like Congress should be doing that.
Well, he gets the power because he said he has it and no one will do anything about it, right?
And the Republicans gave Bush all the power and then Bush passed it on to Obama.
Mm-hmm.
Those smart Republicans.
Does that make sense?
No, yeah. It makes total sense. It's just
sad.
Something that I read and it drove me up a wall reading it, and it seems like no one is even aware of what's going on.
Yeah, and what can you do about it, right?
Yes, you know, the fact is, by the sounds of it, he's going to be able to shut down businesses that don't feel like being shut down themselves because he says they're a danger to the economy. I mean, and the next president will have even more wide-ranging powers with more unilateral control. And
they're only starting this in the financial sector. Who's to say that he won't later on expand this out, or this won't be expanded to include, whether it's him or, again, the predecessor, include the automotive industry? I mean, if GM is having a tough time competing, the new government motors company is having a tough time competing against, say, Toyota, maybe they'll just say, Shazam!
The cars will do that.
Yeah, you're done for. Toyota, you're out of here. Or we're going to liquidate your assets and use them for our General Motors company instead. They could do all kinds of stuff if they wanted to. And what would Americans do about it? I'm sure some of them would be outraged and they'd go out and throw a tea party.
Yeah, they're outraged now. What are they doing?
Yeah.
People are outraged.
They already started to shift the favor in for government motors, if you will. They're backing up all their the warranties on them, and it doesn't sound fair to all the other companies that are trying to compete and back up their own warranties.
Right, that the government is essentially taking taxpayer dollars to back up the guarantees on these vehicles, and of course it's all just uncompetitive right on its face. You're absolutely right about that, and most Americans have no idea what to do. I'm sure the plan for a lot of them is to vote Republican in 2010. Because that'll change things.
Yep, and of course, in the Republican primary, they'll say somebody like, "Oh, well, Ron Paul can't win. We have to vote for some more moderate candidate." And the way I see it, as much as I might love the United States, its government has gotten out of control, and there's nothing we can do about it.
Let us go. And thank you, Ken, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. And definitely, I feel your pain. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So what a mess.
Yeah.
What a mess.
There's the only solution I've ever seen is the Free State Project.
Well,
you can sit. Here's another option. You can sit in your state wherever you are and hope that the Iowa Free State Project shows up. But I don't think
that's
going to happen.
You could start your own. Give it a shot.
Yeah,
that works out for you.
You know, the biggest problem I see with the bailout of the auto companies was they dumped about $50 billion into the auto companies. They went out of business anyway.
It's not over yet.
It's not over yet. But what happened was now that this has all happened, the government is dictating the terms because they gave these companies all this money. So the bondholders, the ones who are supposed to get paid first in a bankruptcy, get screwed. The preferred stockholders get screwed.
Hmm.
And what happens is then all of a sudden nobody knows what the rules are anymore. So nobody wants to invest in a new in a company, an auto company, whatever, because nobody knows what's going to happen with their money the rule of law is being destroyed.
That's a great point. I mean, you're talking about people that might have wanted to invest in another non-government auto company.
Yes,
right?
because there will be some that want to spring up, especially around a lot of the new technology, the electric cars.
But if the carpet gets pulled out from under those investors, then why would they, like what you're saying is they just won't even pony up in the first place. They'll be concerned that it'll all be, you know, taken away from them.
It'll be very hard to attract investment for innovative new ideas when nobody really knows what the government is going to do.
Right. Just take a look at countries where the government is less stable and see how investment is there.
Yeah,
when people don't know, then they're going to be scared to put their money in.
Like how the Chavez banned Coke Zero, wasn't it, just last week or something like that? That doesn't make you want to go into the bottling business, does it? I mean, how do you know you're not going to pick a flavor that the dictator doesn't like?
Exactly. It's arbitrary. And of course, there were some interests who were helped in that deal, in the bankruptcy. The unions were helped in the short term. Some politicians lined their pockets and so on. But the people that should have been paid in a bankruptcy, if a proper bankruptcy was done, would be the bondholders first because they're the ones taking big risks with their money.
Who cares about hundreds of years of contract law? We have constituents that we need to give favors to here.
Elections must be won.
Yep. I mean, you know, and this is how it is. You just do whatever you want in your, if you're in the government, and nobody holds any kind of check or balance over it.
Sometimes they'll skewer one or two of them just to show that, see, we've got we're investigating these guys. You better watch out because the FBI is looking at these folks. When how often does that really happen?
Yeah, anyway? Just take a look at the inexorable growth of government. I remember during Ron Paul's campaign in 2008, he said if we eliminated the IRS, we could roll the government with the money that the government's taking in currently. It's the size of the government would be that of 1997, and then he would follow that up. Didn't you consider the government in 1997 to be too big? Right. So what that means to me is that the government is growing so much bigger and faster than I can even track. Like, I have no idea. And they say that Obama has doubled the size of the budget this year.
And they're projecting the budget deficit for this year to be almost $2 trillion, just the deficit alone.
They say that as far as unfunded liabilities out there and, you know, the whole debt that my son Jack, who is 15 months old and just now taking his first steps, owes a quarter.
No, Jack doesn't owe. He never signed any agreement.
That's right. Are they going to make him pay? What's the difference between owing and being faced to pay?
He can
being
go to
forced
jail.
To pay.
Well, there's the concept of odious debt, which I agree with, and that's when these people take on all this debt against the people's wishes, it's invalid debt.
Yeah, well, you can't be indebted if you've never agreed to the contract in the first place.
You can be indebted if a guy comes along with a gun and says you're going to pay this, and you go ahead and do it.
There is that. I mean, yes. Don't pretend like he actually owes that money because he doesn't. The politicians made those deals.
You guys can say whatever you want. The fact is, the vast majority of the people listening to the sound of my voice are going to pay those taxes because they're scared.
And that is the problem, isn't
it? And therefore, they owe that debt. They have taken that obligation on themselves because they are scared.
I don't think it's going to get that far, Mark, because we were headed off a cliff very fast.
We, as in the country, the United States?
You're right. The country's finances are heading off a cliff very quickly. There's going to be some sort of collapse.
It can't last forever. This financial situation is it's a no-go.
The shark is flailing around on the beach right now, about to die.
Oh, man. I just hope it comes sooner rather than later. I hope we never make it to the 2012 election. Secession as soon as possible. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And this is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Life Change Tea detoxifies. GetTheTea.com. It's only about $1 a day. GetTheTea.com. Receive more energy. GetTheTea.com. Lose weight. GetTheTea.com. It's purifying. GetTheTea.com. It works immediately. GetTheTea.com. It's too easy.
GetTheTea.com. We challenge you. GetTheTea.com. What's the phone number? 928-308-0408. What did you say? 928-308-0408. I didn't get that. 928-308-0408. Will it work? Yes. GetTheTea.com. Unmatched. GetTheTea.com. This gets in your head. GetTheTea.com. That's the idea!
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
The toll-free number at 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight it's Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site, we give them away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Those features include the updates. You get signed up. We keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to, you don't have to go anywhere. Just go to your email box because you'll be on the updates list. If you go to updates.freetalklive.com, you can get signed up free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
FreedomBookClub.com invites you to participate in their summer reading event. Go to FreedomBookClub.com and choose your preference from the four finalists, then purchase the book of the month. New winners are announced every month. It's freedombookclub.com, making freedom a bestseller. This concept is great. The idea is to get enough people to buy the same Liberty book that it runs up on the New York Times and all the other best-selling lists, and other people are exposed to liberty-minded books as a result. And you can vote for which book you like best. It's freedombookclub.com.
Let's continue taking your calls about whatever you want. Nick is in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Nick. Nick in Massachusetts.
Hello.
Hey, you're on here.
I wanted to bring up the topic of agorism because haven't really heard it talked about too much. Just briefly, obviously you guys should know, but it's a left, sort of a leftist anarchist type of belief that holds that the people should, agro, of course, meaning marketplace, should run counter to the state and try to start up a counter-economy to the state's economy to delegitimize it and to decentralize power, basically.
Sure. So an example of an agorist might be somebody who is working in a black market, distributing a black market product, or perhaps in an area like, I guess, a gray market where they're not necessarily, where they're maybe using a, or distributing a legitimate product, but not doing it in a completely legitimate channels in that they don't have a license or something like that. That would also be an agorist.
Yeah, I would assume so. I wanted to bring up a certain sort of part about agorism that I just recently found out by reading this PDF about agorist class theory. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of it, but I found it pretty interesting. It was basically, it's of course, it has its sort of origins, I guess you could say, in Karl Marx, and not exactly, of course, it's more of a libertarian sort of belief. But
that's a confusing statement.
Huh?
That's a confusing statement.
Yeah. What I'm trying to say is that it sort of like corrects Marx's theory where he went wrong, mostly. And
see, this is why I have a problem with using the term agorist for myself, because I don't know how to explain it to anybody.
Yeah.
Like, at least with the term voluntarist, it's pretty simple.
Yeah, I mean, I use voluntarist. I'm not an agorist personally, but I do find their ideas interesting.
Sure. I fully support agorism. I fully support that people do what they think is right, that they be able to go out and do the business they want to do, provide the product and service they wish to provide without having to jump through whatever governmental hoops are put up for them in order to do it legally. I fully support the black market. I fully support people in the underground economy. Basically, agorism is the underground economy, and what you're talking about is one other example of agorism might be to go out and, for instance, create a Freedom Road crew that goes out and fixes potholes in the government roads without charging anybody, or, you know, accepts voluntary contributions to pay for the tar or whatever it is that they're filling in the rocks, whatever it is they're filling in the potholes with. That would kind of be another outside the system agorist activity, as I understand it. Is that pretty much your understanding, or is there something else?
Personally, I have not looked into agorism too much. I've definitely read about it some, and I've heard about it and read a little here and there. But
I don't really know what there is to read. This is what I don't understand, and maybe it's just because I'm not an academic type. But I just don't understand why you need to read a whole lot about it. It's a simple concept. You either do it or you don't, right? You either get out there and do agorism. You operate in the marketplace without asking permission, or you operate like a typical government lackey and beg them for their
licenses.
Yeah,
I was talking more about the theory and what it's all about than its actual practice.
Well, hopefully we've outlined it appropriately. I thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. In fact, David emails about that very concept a couple days back, so let me share this. It's pretty short. He says, guys, we've all been looking for a new label to describe ourselves since the destruction of the libertarian label, the party of unprincipledness. The free agents website, fr33agents.net, was mentioned when Bureaucrash crashed and burned, and this led me to the concept of agorism, a bridge between free marketeer ideas and a stateless society that doesn't require us to try to change the government. So I'm no longer a libertarian and henceforth have become an agorist. It says here that it holds as its ultimate goal bringing about a society in which all relations between people are voluntary exchanges, a free market. Which I'm all in favor of.
Yeah, that sounds good.
I don't know if it's the best term as far as I feel like voluntarist sounds a little nicer, just because it's got the word voluntary in it. Maybe agorist isn't such a bad phrase. Would love to know your thoughts at 800-259-9231.
The people that seem to be for it seem really to be for it. You know, this whole agorist. Yay, agorism! We're going to pay for things in gold and silver. And if my bank doesn't take gold and silver for my mortgage, then I don't know what I'm going to do.
Well, a real agorist with some capital would open up his own bank.
And I suppose, but they don't. That's the thing. The vast majority of people and the people that talk about agorism don't have any
the capital.
Money. Right. And when you talk about the vast majority of the money that is spent, you know, in the average family's household, I don't know what it's like for most people, but, you know, I might be able to do a little bit of barter here and there, you know, trade some eggs for some coffee or something. I don't know. But when you're talking about the thousands of dollars that get spent in a household in a given month, you're talking about rent, credit card payments, car payments, you know, just all this, the power bill, think of all the bills that, you know, once you take all the money away for all the bills, then you're talking about how much money's left, how much of that then, you know, I mean, I suppose you can forego things like going out to eat and therefore putting money into the regular economy that way. Instead, you could trade things for going to your friend's house and eat or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know of anybody that could actually claim to be a 100% agorist.
I don't know anybody who could claim to be a 10% agorist.
I agree.
It seems like a lot of work to me. I know from reading economic theory that the division of labor is the way that a society grows, and it's the way that an individual grows. If I tried to grow all my own food and get chickens to lay my eggs and do everything in a sort of self-sufficient fashion, I'd never make any money.
You wouldn't have time to make one sales call for this show.
I'd get very poor very quickly. God bless people who are trying to do things.
I don't think that's what they're advocating here. I don't believe that's what the agorists are advocating.
What are they advocating?
I don't believe they're advocating that you go 100% because it's not possible.
But I think
what they are saying is that this email says that they advocate achieving market anarchist society through growth of the underground economy, that is the counter economy, peaceful black and gray markets, in which they need to build and establish business structures without complying with immoral regulations, getting government licenses, and paying taxes. And in that, I fully support. I don't think they're saying live off the grid and grow your own food. I think they're saying support the underground economy where you can support it and create the underground economy where you can create it. If you're looking to open up a business, don't jump through all the legal hoops. Go and open up the business without bowing down to the man.
God bless the people that are willing to do these things.
But where are they?
Once again, right. I mean, once again, you're talking about open a business, a real business, not some silly, you know, not some little fly-by-night operation. You're talking about opening a real business with real capital that you have borrowed from real people in an agorist fashion? Heck no.
Well, I wouldn't start by borrowing money to do something like that.
Absolutely, Ian, but how many people can save that kind of money working at a $10 an hour job?
Not very many.
You know, what a lot of the Koreans and even the Chinese who come to this country do is a couple of them are the pioneers who come over here and do pretty well with their convenience stores or whatever. And then a group of them band together and they start to put their savings into investing into some of the newer immigrants to create their own businesses, and before you know it, they have this huge, vibrant business community based on self-finance, pretty much.
And you know, another thing is when you're looking at the immigrant community, especially Southeastern Asian immigrants, you'll find people that are willing to do without for real until they have a nest egg.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they'll sleep in the back of the restaurant. They do what it takes.
That's the American spirit, as far as I'm concerned.
As far as I'm concerned, absolutely. And I just, I
take my hat off to them.
I don't hold much hope in agorist anything.
I don't either.
Here in New Hampshire, you might be able to do some buying and selling in gold and silver with your friends.
Yeah.
And I certainly have, and I'm for it. I'm not against it.
Plenty of people have been buying drugs in the black market for years, and the underground economy hasn't taken over the mainstream.
Just have a lot of kids and let them do all the work at the farm.
Illegal drug market is a multi-billion-dollar industry. It's one of the biggest industries in this country, but it hasn't done anything to crack the foundation of the legal world, if you will. So as soon as we start seeing some of these great advocates of agorism getting out there putting their money where their mouths are, that would be great. Until then, it's just more of an academic discussion. And I think it's a good one. Free Talk Live.
AlecKeys.com is a community for self-learners. At AlecKeys, you'll find tools to help you connect with people learning the same things you're learning, tutor other community members, and to make contacts that can help you find jobs. You can also earn money by sharing your know-how with others and contributing quality content. Visit AlecKeys at AlecKeys.com. Again, that's AlecKeys.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.